CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories, we're Simon Fraser University Campus Radio. This is Jen LaFranc, and the show is on the tracks. I'll be on the air for the next couple of hours, so stay with me if you can. I hope I can introduce you to some music you might not have heard before. I'm going to start this first set of music off with a song from John Gorka from 2007. The track you're going to hear is Love Is Our Cross to Bear.
That light that's always gathering behind you. I didn't know that I would find a way to find you in the morning, but love can pull you out of yesterday as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a longtime friend to you. I wanna be a longtime known, not one of your memories used to be. A summer's fading song. It's from me, it's to you, for your eyes. It's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross. I'll think of us upon that hill with the golden moon arising, and the stars will fall around us still while the love is realizing. Still be thankful that I found you. It's for me, it's to you, for your eyes. It's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. Thank you.
might send me a letter.
Healer in the sky.
cause I know there's a healer in the sky. When my candle burns out, I will be alright. Cause I know there's a healer in the sky. Healer in the sky. Healer in the sky. Healer in the sky. Healer in the sky.
The Secret Sisters off of Saturn Return from 2020. That was their version of Healer in the Sky. Before that, we heard some Gillian Welsh and David Rollins off their latest release, Woodland. The track you heard was North Country, and that album is fabulous. I do encourage you to pick it up if you haven't. And I've always been a big fan of her and Dave Rollins, so check that out. And we started things off with John Gorkin back from 2007. John Gorka, I should say. Love Is Our Cross to Bear was the track I played. I'm going to start this next set of music off with some Jonathan Brook, who happens to be touring right now. If you're an East Coast person, you can catch her music out there. There's a place that I love that she's playing, which is on October 1st. She'll be at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia, which is a great little cafe to check out music. Many dates set for the East Coast. It looks like, oh, she's coming to the Triple Door in November November 21st to Seattle. So we'll be able to get to see her out here. Fantastic. Anyway, check out her website, Jonathan Brook. It's JonathaBrooke.com. And yeah, check her out. And if you're on the West Coast, stay tuned. She's going to be here in November. So let's start this next set of music off with a track of hers called He's a Runner. And this is off a 1997 release. She did a track on The Time and Love, the music of Laura Nero, and I really like this track, so I'm going to play it today. It's called He's a Runner.
He's a runner. Everybody, this is Jonathan Brook, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here we go.
There is a house built out of stone, wooden floors, walls, and windowsills, tables and chairs warmed by all of the dust. This is a place where I don't feel alone. This is a place where I feel you held on to me.
can be heady and ready to fight. I can be head in the clouds. I can't stay in the glowing light. I can be steady and mild. We are on the right track, chasing love to higher ground. We are on the right track, chasing love to higher ground. We are on the right track, dancing like the water and the moon.
Got a call from Chris out of the blue. He asked me how this time had been, and I said, all right, you know, things are pretty slow around here. He said his kids were having fun with the chickens in the yard, and that felt so far away from the city Groundhog Day I've been living. My anxiety's crippling, and where did it come from, and where is it going, and will it destroy me, will it destroy me, will it destroy me? Spent a couple months in Montreal just to get a little break from big smoke billowing and all the other bullshit back home. We tied our bikes up to the car, a little bit precarious. They were dangling off the back.